Language schools in the Czech Republic are still struggling with a shortage of students who are not applying for courses in pre-pandemic numbers, even despite the reopening of classrooms. The lack of demand has also caused an exodus of teachers, with some schools having to cut their staff by 50%. To find out more about what is happening, Tom McEncrow spoke to the president of the Czech Association of Language Schools, Marcela Hergeselová.
The biggest problem is that the people from public are afraid of the fourth wave of COVID. So they don't want to take part in language courses because they are afraid of switching the courses from face-to-face learning to online again. And they don't want to have online lessons.
And is this a problem across the board, or are there some areas of language teaching which are faring better than others?
Yes, there are some areas which are better than public courses, and it's the teaching in companies. Companies usually switched to online in March last year, and they continue without any troubles. So there is not such a big problem as with public.
And what about when it comes to the teaching of Czech? I understand, of course, that travel to the Czech Republic has still not recovered from the coronavirus lockdown. The gastronomy sector, the hotel sector are all complaining about a shortage of foreign tourists. But what about when it comes to language teaching? Are you feeling the same impact?
Yeah, I would say the situation is the same. You know, the foreigners who are interested in having face-to-face courses of Czech language are not allowed to come to the Czech Republic. We have some schools, members of the association, who focus on teaching foreigners Czech language, and these schools are now in big troubles. We hope that our government will allow foreigners to travel to the Czech Republic without any restrictions soon, and then these language schools will start their business as usual, but the situation for them is really difficult.
If this next epidemic wave comes, what would you like the government to do for language schools?
If the next wave of epidemic comes, we would like our government to make it easier for language schools in that way that, for example, courses which are accredited by Ministry of Education should be allowed to be online, which wasn't possible during the first wave, you know. A lot of language schools teaches in EU project courses or government courses, and without government saying, okay, in this moment you can immediately start teaching online, we cannot do that. That would help us. It's the first thing. And the second thing would be if the government tells the companies that because language schools have almost all of their teachers vaccinated, or the teachers can have PCR or antigen tests before they enter the company. So if the government says, you can let the teachers come to your companies and teach there. That would be the first and, I would say, the most important thing for us. They didn't do that in spring, and all the companies immediately refused to let teachers into offices and so on. And that brought us very hard times, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, the government has warned 2 weeks ago of an upcoming further epidemic wave. Of course, you've been yourself saying that people are worried about it as well. So I guess my question would be not only to you as the president of the Association of Language Schools, but also as someone who I understand leads a language school. As someone in that position, how are you preparing for what seems to be inevitable, I guess?
It's a difficult question, really. You know, all the schools struggle for their clients. We want the clients to come, either Czech or foreign clients, but if the epidemic situation is not going to get better, I'm not sure what the future of language schools or what the future of the association will be. Already, many smaller language schools have finished their activities. We are afraid of something similar happening to our member schools.